Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the season. Tis the season to give the gift of scuba. We are here to remind you to do just that as you rush out to the wall or walls. Rush out to the malls and look for that last minute gift. Don't forget to go into your local dive center and get a scuba lesson or a continuing education class for yourself or the diver on your list. These are the perfect gifts. And we are going to make it even easier today because this is the time to release the details of our latest Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, to help me announce this, I have my buddy Vinny Two Tanks on via the web. Hey, Vinny, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Greg, or good afternoon, Greg. How you doing?
Well, it could be kind of morning for him. He's out there on the left coast, so it's still a little bit on the early side. You don't get up until the sun gets warm. Am I right? Out there in California, is that right, Vinny? That's what you do, right?
On the weekends, yeah.
On the weekends, of course, yes, after a night of fun and frolicking out there on the left coast. We also have Eric Douglas, our author in charge of Dive Novels and Beyond, on the big show today. Eric, how are you, man?
Good to talk to you, Greg.
Yeah, and if that weren't enough, Jerry the Diver Guy is checking in with us from the mountains of Virginia. So I'm probably sipping a little spring water to stay warm during these colder, you know, months in the in the mountains. Am I right there, Jerry?
No.
What
We're
do you mean?
Sipping moonshine, but it's 70 degrees outside today.
Okay, so you're just using that to cool things down then.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. It works both ways. There you go. But look, we got the crew on board today, and we got to announce some big plans. And first off, Vinny, I think, have you already booked it? Are you going to come join us for this next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, or are you still working on it? What's the deal? What do you think? Vinny? Yeah? What? Did we lose Vinny? We lost Vinny. Already we lost Vinny? Maybe we lost Vinny. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Okay, you're there. You gotta time those restroom breaks better there.
Yeah, really.
All right, fair enough. All right, so are you gonna join us on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise?
Yes, that's the plan. I got the paperwork. I got to fill it out, but okay. Yeah, that's the plan.
All right. So the big news is that it is official for August 13th, 2016, in the Maldives on the new Carpi Nova live aboard boat. Now, Vinny, I don't even know if you know about this, and of course, you know, Eric and Jerry, they can make some comments about this as well, but this is a very special boat. This will be my third time to the area, to dive the atolls of the Maldives. However, this is a brand spanking new boat. Now, have you done the research on this already, Vinny? I know you're at DEMA asking about it, but did you ask the folks at Explorer Ventures what this boat was all about, or do I need to educate you and the rest of the class? What do you think?
All I saw was a diagram.
You just saw a diagram. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. They already have two boats in the Maldives. One of them, Explorer Ventures, books. And then there's another boat that the company that manages the boats there in the Maldives has a sister ship to the Carpi Diem or Carpi Vita, which I've been on twice before, which is a spectacular liveaboard. So they kind of have like a small series of boats, and the boat builder that made this particular boat is the same builder they've contracted to make this new Carpi Nova boat. So it's modeled after these previous two boats that I got to tell you, the Carpi Vita liveaboard boat is a spectacular dive platform. I mean, I have never, you can't go wrong being on a liveaboard anytime, anywhere on the planet, if you ask me. However, when you get on a vessel like the Carpe Vita, let alone the new version of the Carpe Vita, which will be the Carpe Nova, it's going to change your life because it is bigger. It is, you know, from an artist standpoint, if you're into that kind of thing, of shipbuilding and that kind of thing, there's a lot of teak and stuff like that on this boat. It kind of gives it more of a romantic sailing ship type of yachty feel to it. But it is huge. The staterooms, I mean, I stayed in a crew quarter last time I was there on the boat for a couple nights because we had to move some people around for space. And the crew quarters on the Carpe Vita liveaboard were bigger than some of the other liveaboard boats that I've been on in the main cabins. So space-wise, it doesn't feel like your typical liveaboard dive vessel. And the diving is actually done off of a second boat that kind of follows us along on the main boat. Houses the diving compressor to fill all the tanks. You put your dive gear on there, and basically we hop on this dive boat, which, by the way, is like, 75 feet long or some ridiculous length, and it's huge in its own right. I've been on liveaboards as big as their kind of dive tender. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know what the technical term, what they call these following boats with all the dive gear and everything that we dive off of there in the Maldives, because, you know, sometimes they call them pangas and the Galapagos and dinghies or whatever. They might have some special term for it in the Maldives, but it is a huge boat in its own right and very comfortable to dive off of. But you literally have these two big platforms to work off. So you eat on the main boat, you stay on there, you sleep on there, maybe have a cocktail in the evening after the day of diving, whatever, and mingle with your friends. And then you dive off this other boat. So all the work is kind of done off on this other vessel, and it separates the two, which gives you even more space on the boat to kind of go lounge around and just enjoy the scenery in between dives on your surface interval. So it is a going to be a spectacular trip in its own right, just from the the tools that we have to work with, the vessel itself. And the Carpe Nova obviously is going to be improving on the two previous boats that the shipbuilder has built for our friends at Explore Ventures. So I know it's only going to be, I know for a fact it's slightly bigger than the Carpe Vita, but obviously they've learned things from the design of those two previous vessels that they're going to even, incorporate into this new vessel, which is planning to set sail in March of 2016. So we are scheduled to be on the boat in August of 2016. So there's a nice little window. You know, if there's any delays on construction or issues like that, there's plenty of time for them to get that squared away, or any initial, shakedown cruise issues that sometimes, can pop up on a liveaboard. They actually do that, and they plan for this, even for their March sailing. So by the time it comes around, March, when we're going to be on board there for this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, this is going to be a well-oiled machine for us to go out there and explore some of the diving in the Maldives. Now, and you've never been to that part of the world, right, Vinny? I'm thinking that's the case. I think you told me that on the
left. Yeah, this will be my first time to the Maldives.
Yeah, not even remotely close to anywhere like that in the world, I'm guessing. Am I right? Probably
right.
Not.
This February, I'm going to the Philippines. But
well, okay, so you'll have a little bit of something maybe to kind of gauge it to. But I got to tell you, out of all of my travels in the world, the Maldives has been a standout because the diving in the area there is absolutely spectacular, and it's warm. Going to a place like the Galapagos is like the top of everybody's list. And they got the Humboldt Explorer there with Explore Ventures. It should be on your list. If it's not, I mean, you've been living under a rock as a diver. That is like the Mount Everest of diving in reverse, maybe. I don't know how you'd look at it. But regardless, it is a spectacular diving option in the Galapagos. However, the cold water is a bit of a challenge for a warm water wuss like myself. And what you get in the Maldives is the best of almost both worlds. Now, I don't know if I'd go quite as crazy as far as the marine life, what you experience in the Galapagos, and say that's what you have density-wise in the Maldives. However, you go to each and every other, you know, each site, and there's something they specialize in. And so you'll dive a certain area in the Maldives, you'll see whale sharks. Another site, you'll see hammerheads. I mean, they have everything they have in the Maldives. It just might, or I mean, in the Galapagos, it just might be spaced out just slightly a little bit more and scheduled into your itinerary. So it's kind of a little more organized, maybe, if that makes any sense. But the same cool diving and amazing marine life, big animals, and just scenery that'll blow your mind. And you could just dive in your bathing suit if you so choose. I mean, you really don't even need a wetsuit on a lot of the dives, depending on how you handle that kind of thing. And at the most, I think I dove 3 mil. You know, when I was diving in the Maldives. So warm water, big animals, awesome boat. You can't go wrong. And there's a few other little surprises that I'll share with you next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving as we encourage you to give the gift of scuba. We're just making it easy, right?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What do you get the person who has everything already, huh? I can only think of one thing. A friggin' yacht!
So we can have parties on there?
Well, it's gonna be kinda hard to do that after I do this. Wait, where are you guys going?
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Three ships. Actually, this will be their third ship that the management company there in the Maldives runs for Explorer Ventures, the Carpi Nova. And that's where we'll be August 2016 for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. This is your opportunity to give the gift of scuba to yourself and your dive buddy. And all the information, by the way, about the trip is right there on the front page of scubaradio.com, the latest post. And you can go there, call, you know, get the phone number for Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577, and reserve your spot today. Like Vinny Two Tanks, Vinny and Butch from our Turks and Caicos trip, I believe are planning to do this one with us in the Maldives. That is the plan, right, Vinny?
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we both bought new Scuba Pro BCs thanks to Fraser and Renee.
Absolutely. Yeah. Renee is planning to be on this trip with us again in the Maldives. So Scuba Pro will be with us doing some more demo stuff of their latest gear and things like that. So you can join us and, you know, take advantage of some cool things like that. You know, trying out some new Scuba Pro gear. Maybe even take something home. Nice. On the last trip in the Turks and Caicos, Renee and the folks from Scuba Pro were pretty generous. Wouldn't you agree there, Vinny?
Yeah, Butch won a brand new regulator.
Yeah, he scored big time. So, yeah, it could happen again. I'm not promising anything, but let's just say everybody goes home happy thanks to our friends at Scuba Pro. Also, my good buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, who's like the associate publisher for Dive Training, is going to be on board with us. And, you know, last time I was in the Maldives, I celebrated my 50th birthday. Now, if that tells you how much I value that part of the world, to go spend my 50th birthday there in the Maldives with our friends from Explore Ventures, I think that says a bit, you know, it says quite a bit about how I feel about diving that area. So Jerry from Dive Training is going to join us, and he is going to be celebrating his birthday that week in August on the boat. So, you know, we kind of get this whole theme. You know, actually, the Scuba Cowboy, he celebrated a birthday with me as well last time we were in the Maldives. So we kind of got a birthday vibe going on. We got Scuba Pro on board. Of course, we'll be doing a live show, the whole thing, and we'll be on a brand new boat. You know, I don't even know if I've ever done this before, where I've been on a new liveaboard vessel that has been, you know, this new to the fleet, so to speak. So I'm pretty excited about it because I know, you know, what it's being modeled after, which was already, you know, the top of its class when it came to liveaboard diving. So once again, August 13th, 2016, Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, all the details at scubaradio.com. Make sure you plan today and think about yourself when you're given the gift of scuba, because, you know, usually you want to go with two people so you can, you know, buy a spot for someone else and kind of use that as your excuse to go to the Maldives for a few weeks. And by the way, Vinny, the other thing I got to throw in there, have you already looked at how you're going to travel to the Maldives? Because, you know, literally this is like on the other side of the planet for us folks in the U.S. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a ways.
Yeah, have you looked into travel itineraries yet?
Not yet, but that'll be next week.
Okay, well, here, I'll give you a few tips because, you know, this will be my third time to the area. And, you know, first time I went through London and did a route through London from, you know, we're based in Orlando, Florida. So we flew from Orlando to London, and then we went from London to Sri Lanka, I think. Yeah. Am I saying it right? I think so. Vaguely. And then to Mali, which is the capital of the Maldives. So it's on the southern tip of India. So it's a little convoluted how you get from London to Mali now. It's not, they don't, I guess they don't have direct flights anymore, which may explain because, or why I went last time. I didn't go through London when we did our 50th birthday trip to the Maldives. I went through Dubai and did that little trek, and that was pretty direct. And Emirates Air flies from the U.S. to Dubai straight to Mali, and they're doing that again now. And actually, I think the airfare might even be less than it was. However, check this out. You know, I'm always looking for unique ways to travel or see some new things during our service interval as we're going to these unique places, especially, you know, when you're going to things, you know, places like Australia, you know, Palau, the Philippines and things like that. You don't want to just literally fly in there and fly back. You want to go see maybe some of the other areas, or you may have a stopover in some unique place. And you can, you know, piggyback a couple nights here and there in some unique places you've never been in the world and you know, mark it off the list, so to speak. So I actually found an airfare that's actually pretty reasonable on on Singapore Air from Orlando that literally would take me from, let's see, Orlando to Germany, Germany to, and then I'd stay like a couple nights in Germany. Then I'd go to Mali, do our live aboard trip. On the way back, it actually goes through Singapore. So I'd stay a couple nights in Singapore, stay a couple nights in Hong Kong, fly back to San Francisco, and then back over to Orlando. I literally would fly around the world. And it's not that outrageous price-wise. And I'm thinking, wow, this could be quite an adventure. I could literally fly around the world. And, Eric, have you ever done such a thing? You've done a lot of crazy travels like that, haven't you, or no?
I've done a lot of crazy travels. I've never been all the way around the world, though. I've gone halfway around and then come back, but yeah. I've never done that one. That'd be a pretty amazing trip.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, Vinny? What does that sound like, an itinerary that would appeal to you?
Hitting yes.
Germany, Singapore. You know, I mean, it'd just be a cool little. In Hong Kong. And I haven't been to either, you know, I haven't been to any of those places, and I wouldn't necessarily do any diving in any of those, but they'd be kind of fun to go hang out for a day or two and play tourist, I would think, yeah. Think that'd be kind of cool.
I've been to Hong Kong, and there's lots of diving in Hong Kong, actually.
Is there? We could do some diving in Hong Kong.
Yeah, we absolutely could, yeah.
How would you rate it? Would you rate that as a place that divers need to go to, or just tourist period, or a little bit of both?
Well, there's diving there, and Hong Kong is the epicenter for all that kind of equipment distribution out to the mainland China, so there's lots of...
Lots of diving deals to be had?
I would say so.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, see, I'm learning some more stuff I might have to add to the list. So that was with Singapore Air. And, you know, there's all a bunch of routes you can do. But that's where you can get creative and really make these dive adventures something special. And we got that to share for the Giving the Gift of Scuba, and a few more ideas to share with you next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and Eric Douglas, who's going to tell us about a new project he's been working on here right after the Dan tip here in just a bit. But Eric, you hear me talking about this Maldives adventure. Am I thinking along the right lines as far as dovetailing or piggybacking on some cool little travel options on the way to and from, you know, that side of the world, you think? What do you like?
You know, if you're there, you're halfway around the world. Might as well see it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
The only thought I kept having as you were talking about that was when you finally got home, your family's going to look at you and say, "Who are you again?"
Right. Well, exactly. Yes. but you know, we're going to be a week on the live aboard, and then we're going to, you know, even that itinerary I just said that mentions that stops off in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Germany. I mean, literally, I'm only talking still about a 2-week trip.
Right.
So I'm only going to do a couple nights in each location. So it's going to be, you know, pretty quick stop, not a lot to do, you know, really in-depth type of travel or tour stuff or diving. Like, you know, Vinny mentioned Hong Kong diving. I'm not so sure that's going to be in the cards necessarily. I think I'd just like to go wander around and see the place. And
then, yeah, you know, I agree with you. Your first trip to Hong Kong, while I'm sure Vinny's right, I'm sure there's some great diving there, I'd just like to see Hong Kong personally.
Well, exactly. Like you know, you go there and you kind of lay the groundwork for possibly coming back for an extended stay. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. So you like the idea. Maybe you ought to come, you think?
I'll have to do a little chin scratching on that
one. Okay. All right. You got to sell.
No, it sounded like a mind blowing trip. Pretty
amazing.
Well,
you got to sell a few more books, as I think.
Exactly.
Gonna. Yeah. Okay. Well, booksbyeric.com. Go there, give them a heads up or get a head start on purchasing his tickets.
Pay for my Maldives trip.
Yes, exactly. It could be a crowdfunding thing we could work out. Who knows? Maybe.
I like that.
Yeah, all right. Well, he does have another project in the works, and we're going to get to that right after the Dan tip. And then Jerry the Diver Guy is with us. Our psychic mermaid Valentina is going to join us on the show today. God knows what could happen with that and much, much more. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 527. Popping a regulator in your mouth and pretending to be Darth Vader is so 80s.
Don't fail me again.
Next dive trip, strap a spear gun to your back and run around the dive deck like Katniss from The Hunger Games.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer of Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. What's that you're reading?
Just another story about a shark attack. As usual, it's more fiction than fact.
Yes, that usually equates to bad news for sharks.
You said it. I wish these folks would learn about marine critters before deciding to be afraid of them. I mean, I've been diving for years with just about every creature that's supposed to eat me. And in my experience, there is nothing to fear from them. As long as you respect them, they have no problem with you.
I think you got it there exactly right. Despite a lot of public perception, hazardous marine life injuries are really actually extremely rare. And most of the injuries that do occur are really accidental or avoidable.
How so?
Well, most marine life injuries are the result of defensive reactions by animals, and it's usually the result of something the diver did.
Such as?
One of the big things is poor buoyancy control. If you drop down or run into an animal, they have every right to try to protect themselves. Similarly, a lack of attention to your environment can really produce the same result.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not the lack of skill or awareness, but a diver's lacking respect for the marine life or acting aggressive toward them. I mean, I see divers messing with marine life way too often.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and you're absolutely right. And just like any other creature that feels threatened, marine life animals will defend themselves.
So what can we do to avoid the confrontation?
It's really not that complicated. I think it's important to just respect the environment into which you're entering and remember that you're a guest, not the critters that live there.
Good advice, but what about unavoidable accidents? It's hard to plan for that.
You know, I don't think it's quite as hard as you think. As with every other dive situation, I think it's a good idea to incorporate a consideration of the marine life that you might be diving with into your dive planning. Think about the potentially hazardous marine life that you might expect to encounter on any given dive. Make sure that you have a first aid kit on site and that none of the stuff that's in there has expired. In addition, the use of appropriate exposure protection, things like skins, hoods, and gloves, can really help to minimize our exposure to injury, even when those critters are microscopic.
Well, what about during the dive?
First and foremost, practice good buoyancy control. If you stay off the bottom and keep a safe distance from animals and other objects like reefs and wrecks, you'll go a long ways towards reducing accidental scratches and scrapes.
Streamlining your gear can also help avoid accidental brushes, can it?
Absolutely. It can also help reduce fatigue, which in turn helps keep you in control, which in turn
helps you avoid accidental brushes.
You got it. Be aware of your surroundings and know where you are in the water column at all times in relation to the reef, the bottom, or animals.
How about just leaving the marine life alone?
I think that's the best advice of all. Be passive in your interactions with animals. Don't chase them, corner them, catch them, touch them, or pet them. They are not there to entertain you. This is their home. You're a visitor.
Makes sense. I hate it when people hassle me for no good reason.
You get chased and poked often?
Stories for another day. But back to the subject at hand. What would you say about never touching anything without gloves on?
I'd say that's good advice.
Okay, let's just say divers do everything right to avoid a hazardous marine life injury, but they still have an encounter that leaves them injured. What then?
As with any first aid, follow basic life support protocols. These start with CAB, which is circulation, airway, and breathing. And if you have first aid training, Proceed from there.
And if you don't?
Do your best to keep the diver stable and get them to medical attention. Of course, you can always call Dan for assistance, either to assist you with the first aid that you're providing or to interact with a physician who may not be familiar with the injuries you're treating.
You guys are always there for us.
That we are.
Despite stories, myths, and legends to the contrary, marine life is nothing to fear. They deserve our respect and consideration. But the truth is, the most hazardous creature you're likely to encounter underwater is another diver. A few simple steps can ensure that there's plenty of room in the water for both you and the creatures that live there. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever the case may be. You know, and you should give the gift of scuba no matter what you are celebrating. And really, you shouldn't even limit it to this time of year. But, you know, it's fairly convenient around this time of year to think along those lines. Now, Eric Douglas is a world-renowned author and good friend of Scuba Radio, and writes these books, these novels that obviously are a great gift beyond, you know, giving, you know, scuba lessons or continuing education for the diver on your list. These are great books, and you can go to Books by Eric and get those. But you've got a new project right now that we want to talk about here, Eric. So please share. What is this all about?
Sure, Greg. Actually, it's a pretty tremendous story. This is a diversion for me, or at least what I've been writing recently. It's a biography piece on a gentleman named Leo Morales. He's a Mexican diver. The interesting thing, or the two interesting things with Leo, about six years or so ago, he actually lost his entire leg because of a tumor. He had cancer, and they had to amputate his leg. His right leg at the hip.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this is not just a above the knee, below the knee amputation, which is, don't get me wrong, that's extremely serious.
Sure.
I'm not trying to minimize that.
Yeah.
But this is all the way, they just had to remove his entire leg.
Hmm.
And, you know, he went through the grieving process, and still some to a degree, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But and then, you know, and then through all the physical therapy, learning to walk again, and he'd been actually pretty phenomenal or successful with that, better than anybody else at that point had been able to do. But a few years ago, he decided to go diving as kind of a physical therapy and to get moving, get outside.
Yeah.
And it, after the first try went pretty badly. The second try, he really, really took off for him, and he decided to start pursuing diving training.
Hmm.
Quickly moved up. He became a dive master. He became a technical diver. And then the amazing thing he's done so far is he's done two world record dives. And now, technically, they are world record dives for a person with a disability. But honestly, these are dives I couldn't do, and I have both legs.
Wow!
You know, his first world record dive was to 413 feet off of Cozumel Island. The second world record dive
on air or not? Well, that was on nitrox or some. Kind
yeah,
you
was on Trimix.
All right,
yeah,
technical dive.
Technical dive.
But that was the deepest for someone with a disability.
Correct. But, yeah, but it, I mean,
or anybody other, you know, that isn't already a superhuman diver.
Precisely. I mean, yeah. Think about it. That's three times the depth of the recreational dive.
Yeah. Insane. Hello.
It's not something I'm trained to do.
Right.
But then his second world record dive is the mind-blowing one for me, is he dived, he ended up using two Nautilus rebreathers. He dived for a little over 8 hours and went 15.6 kilometers across the Cozumel Marine Park.
Hmm.
So the entire Cozumel Marine Park is 20 kilometers. So he went 15.6. His goal was to actually do the entire thing. But after 8 hours, I mean, it's like running a marathon or running several marathons.
Yeah.
He was just exhausted.
Oh, I'm sure.
But remember, this is swimming. This isn't, he wasn't using a scooter, wasn't doing anything like that. He was just using his arms and one leg. 15.6 kilometers is almost 10 miles.
Wow.
And
so is he doing this like with a monofin type of contraption that he's rigged for himself or what?
Yeah, he does. He has a long fin. It's not a true monofin like a freediving monofin, but yeah. he has a long fin, and then he uses web gloves and that sort of thing on his hands to help propel himself along. But he does all of this just his entire mission in life at this point is to inspire people. How he got started, he was doing a technical dive out on a dive boat, and these recreational divers were on board, and they all looked at him and said, "Man, you're awesome. You're so inspiring." And he said, "You know what? I want to inspire other people. I want to encourage other people." So he also met with some pretty significant discrimination. He was actually fired from his job after the amputation, all this sort of thing. He returned to work, and they said, "You're not the kind of person with your disability that people want to see here." So they fired him.
Wow.
And so his goal is, and this was in Mexico, but his goal is to change the mentality of dealing with disabilities and to encourage people who have disabilities to keep moving and keep pushing.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll continue this story on the other side. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Looking for the perfect present this year? Give the gift of diving. PADI is the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, and a PADI e-learning gift pass is a unique way to surprise those in your life. From honeymooners to hobby seekers, young explorers to your friends who have it all, or consider a gift pass to help family and friends get certified for upcoming trips or celebrate important milestones. Give them the gift of a lifetime. Get them their PADI. To explore your gift pass options, visit PADI.com/gift pass.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum. Santa's run off to the Caribbean. Marimba's calimbas, he's playing steel drums.
This is Kim over at Club Villa Fortuna, your professional merengue instructor here on the resort. I just want to wish everybody happy holidays. Come down to the Bahamas for a vacation. It's lots of fun here. We do merengue, we dance, we drink with the divers, we dive. We have a lot of fun. So after listening to today's edition of Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving, go book your trip, man. Oh, and it's all inclusive. Drinks are free.
Yeah, so an oldie but a goodie. You know, I don't think she's still there at Club Viva Fortuna, but the resort is still there in some form. Might be under a different name or something. But they got all kind of party places in the Bahamas you can go to for the holidays or any time of the year. And by the way, an hour or two, we're going to talk to our psychic mermaid, Valentina. We also have been getting a couple calls from some folks who would like us to share some holiday movie ideas for divers on your list. So maybe we'll dive into that in an hour or two. And then Crockett, I got your voicemail on the speak pipe there where it says get on the air at scubaradio.com. He was asking if we would, I think he was alluding to the suggestion of us giving him a spot on the liveaboard boat to the Maldives for his birthday, which also happens to be that same week in August that we're going to be on the Carpi Nova liveaboard. And my answer is no. You'll have to buy it like everybody else. He didn't come right out and ask. He was just kind of alluding like, oh, that'd make a great gift for my birthday. That's that week. You know, it would be an awesome gift for your birthday to for yourself. Right, Eric? You would agree with that, right?
I think I'm really disappointed now because I was actually, it's not my birthday, but I was hoping to.
You were going to try to work some scam like that as well,
I was
going
to try to scam a trip out myself.
Yeah, well, everybody is. See, you know, even Jerry Beta from Dive Training Magazine, whose birthday is that week as well, he has to pay for a spot. So there you go. So everybody's got to, you know, chip in, plan accordingly. But you got plenty of time. It's not till August 13th. So you just make plans, schedule out your payments. You'll be good to go. All right. So let's get back to your story. So this guy that you came across has two records. And by the way, before he had this accident where he lost his leg, he had not. He wasn't certified to dive, was he, or was he?
He had only I think he had just done like a couple experience programs or something. You know, he grew up and he lived in Playa del Carmen and Cancun in that area. I think he'd probably been underwater and blown bubbles once or twice, but not actually certified or trained. As a diver.
So once this happened, this was something that he went into and challenged himself and ended up excelling at it beyond anybody's imagination.
Exactly. Got hooked and just went overboard almost. I mean, it's changed his life significantly, and it's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
But so we've just finished up the biography, delivered it to the publisher, Best Publishing, and it'll be out later this spring, and it's actually coming out in anticipation of he's going to do a third world record dive, and here's the twist. He's going to beat his depth record. He's planning to go down to about 500 feet.
Wow.
But he's also going to do it inside of a cenote.
So he's going to basically live the story of the Mayan book that you wrote.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Heart of the Maya, which is one of Eric's fictional books, so he says.
So he says.
Yeah, that, yeah.
But yeah, no, he's planning on doing a dive. It's the cenote is Sabacá. It's near Merida, up on the northern half on the Yucatan.
Yeah,
or in the state of Yucatan on the Yucatan Peninsula. But planning to do that, so he'll be. I think the center column is like 280 feet or something. But then he'll actually go inside to be cave diving at that point.
Wow.
For the rest of the depth. So so it's not just a super deep dive, it's a super deep dive in a cave system in an overhead environment on top of that.
Now, how did you find this guy? He was in Cozumel, Mexico. Did you just stumble across him on a vacation or something, or what?
I was actually down in Cozumel doing some work on another project, and I happened to be there on the day he did the second world record dive on the distance dive.
Yeah.
It was part of Scuba Fest in Cozumel in December. And I just went over there for the day. Some of my old coworkers and things were going to be there, and so I was kind of hanging around talking to them. And they introduced me to him, and we got talking, and became good friends. And we actually did most of the interviews for the book using Skype, just, you know, talking online like this.
Yeah.
And put it all together.
Very nice. And so the book is about his journey after this happened to him, and how he got inspired to dive and do these records, or what?
Exactly. We touch on his early life just a little bit to sort of set the stage, but then most of it is the process from the surgery, from the cancer, to learning to be a human being again without a leg. And he actually says today that he feels like he's a better man and a more complete man, ironically, than he ever used to be when he had two legs. You know, he's learned so much from the process, but I think this has got to be extremely typical that when you lose a limb like that, you're grieving, you feel like you're not a man anymore, that sort of thing. And he struggled with all that, actually attempted to commit suicide at one point.
Wow.
But now his entire goal in life is to inspire others. He actually did a TEDx talk in Cancun just a couple months ago now, and he's all over the world.
Excellent. Well, that'll come out in March. In the meantime, you can go to booksbyeric.com. Check out Eric's other novels, fictional and some other and otherwise. He has all kinds of stuff out there for you to check out. Great gifts for the diver on your list. Let alone, you know what? You don't even have to be a diver to enjoy those books. And of course, we'll look forward to this little biography that he's writing with that guy in March. All right, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. Valentina the Psychic Mermaid, Jerry the Diver Guy, Benny Two Tanks. We got Shark Talk and much, much more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.